Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Mike Shope.
I would give up the unlimited car wash to have a stake in the Harlem Globetrotters.
And the Bulldog.
Bulldog, yeah. I'd like to hear your take on it, and I just want to hear what you have to say about it.
Well, I'll go first. I think you should punch Sailor right in the throat.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I've got a question I like, but I've been talking about this thing I have in my mind about the Bills-Dolphins game, and so like, let's just get that out. I don't think, at least since the merger, the Bills have ever been favored over the Dolphins by more than 7. This week's line is 13.5, double.
Mm. Yep.
According to Stathead, which is an extension of Pro Football Reference, their point spread data goes back to 1978. There is no way the Bills would have been favored against Miami at any time in the 70s by more than 7 points, if at all.
Yeah.
So I think we're safe to the end of the 60s. The Dolphins come into existence in 66. The Bills blew them out in their first meeting 58-24. Just still remains one of the biggest blowouts in Bills history. It's the first time they ever played Miami at the Rock Pile early in 66.
What was that score again?
58-24. Did they top?
What was the score? What was the score of the game? 56-26? What was the thing
last year? Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Wow, they were so close to matching that crazy score. I never knew that.
Okay. They were a 3.5-point underdog that day last year. Because the start,
right.
Allen was going
because
to sit.
They were going to rest guys, and yeah, right.
Right. Miami needed the game. The Bills didn't. So the Dolphins were favored, again, according to Stathead, by 3.5, and the Bills won by 30. This year in week two, the Bills won 35-0. The Bills were a 3.5-point favorite that day. That's all. Easy money, right? Come on. Why don't we just bet games? Holy cow. They've covered these last two meetings with the Dolphins at least by more than 30 points each. Right. Four times they were minus 7. The two meetings in 91. No, that's... Wait, hang on a second. Not quite. The playoff game after the 90 season, so January of 91, I included playoffs in the search.
Okay.
That game they were favored by 7. They won by 10. The 91 opener, one of my favorite Bills games of those years is the 91 opener. They were favored by 7. They won by 4. 2007, that might be Miami's winless like almost all year. They had a chance at 0-16. They beat the Ravens. Who was that coach? Cam Cameron. They would beat the Ravens maybe the week after this, but the Bills were a 7-point favorite.
And then the next year they win the division because Brady got
yes.
And they discovered the Wildcat.
Right.
Right? That's 08. Yeah, okay.
And then the other game is 2 years ago in Miami where the Bills won 37-20, and they were favored by 7 that day. That appears to be the highest unless when Miami was brand new, there were spreads and – the Bills were favored
and
by
the Bills were like an AFC, you know, they were the AFL champion. And
right.
All that. Like they maybe would have been favored by more than 10.
I would think, you know, that's right. Two-time defending league champions against an expansion team at home in September.
Yeah, you might have got to 10 points there. Yeah.
Yeah. 13.5 is by far, it's almost double the highest. Maybe it goes up. You see what happened with Arizona, Houston? Like we were talking a couple times last week about that line. It was the Bills played Houston. They were favored by 17. And like, wow, what is this? You know, we talked to Joe Ostrowski about that, and like, just that's a massive number for an NFL game. Arizona was at that number through the week. That went off at 20.5.
Wow, I did not catch that. No, yeah. I did not know that.
And they covered. They weren't even that good, and they covered anyway. Murray went out of the game for a little bit. I don't know if he missed plays, but he had an injury at one point or on a safety. The Texans got him for a safety, and he was kind of hurt. But 31-5, the final score. This is just like we've seen the Bills just flatten the Dolphins a few times recently, and this is like the first time when sort of everybody expects it.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know what I want to say here. I guess obviously I hope that they flatten them. These next few weeks are going to be, I think, challenging for us, for fans, I think, because there's been a lot of, you know, just beating up on bad teams, and like, so now we just sort of expect that, right? Like, it's harder, I think, to poke holes in your team's record if they're just clobbering everybody like they did. The other lousy teams they played, they annihilated. I mean, they didn't annihilate Kansas City, nor are they a lousy team, but they beat them handily. But, you know, Washington, Houston, Miami were just, I mean, they were no contest, really. And even remember, like, the Miami game was like, I don't know about the passing game. They won 35-0, right? So now we've got this run of games here in a row. Dolphins, Jaguars, Jets, that's the order, right? So what do you got to do here? Like, you got to win by 20 every week? Or we're going to be what? Are we going to be worried? Like what is going to happen? Like, I'm concerned that we're going to be concerned if they don't win by 20. And that seems insane to me because it's the NFL. But, you know, that's how they've looked this year. You know, they clobbered Miami there, not even at their best. And so, you know, this Sunday, you should be expecting a comfortable win. And I don't think you're crazy to be expecting that, you know, unless you're just, you know, really, well, it's the NFL and anything can happen, which is also true. But so we're sort of these dueling ideas here. And I don't know. I think it's going to be tough to sort of find our way conversationally around them if they're not just clobbering these three teams.
I am sorry. I don't know why it's not on my list, but a couple of people are telling me that 2 years ago, when the Dolphins were here with Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Bills were favored by 17 points. And when you go to the box score, it does appear to be correct.
Oh.
But on my little search here, I cannot find that game. Like, I tried a couple different things while you were talking, and it does not come up. I've got Miami favored against the Bills by numbers like that in the 80s, but I can't. That game does not come up. I must be doing something wrong. So, sorry about that. It's not going to set the record. It's one of. I'll have to settle for.
Yep.
If you know of anybody who turned the show off like a minute ago, please tell them we figured it out, that we were wrong and we knew it. You know, don't let them get away with it. Those guys always think. No, as soon as we know we're wrong, we are quick to say it. We're the first people to say it.
Oh, no one's harder on us than us.
That's right.
I mean, that's just that's how it is. I mean,
some coach said that after a game Sunday. Like, the quarterback was bad, and he gave you he's the first to admit it. I'm like, no, I know that's wrong. I was watching the game, and the announcer was like right there. It's like, that's a bad play. There's no way the player was faster than that. So anyway, all right, you ready for – let's take a call first, then I'll give you my other question, okay?
Okay.
John is with us. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, John. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
I was just wondering why – every single time an NFL stat or something comes up, why the Arizona Cardinals have to be the butt of your guys' jokes? They're the only undefeated team in the league, and you're like, yeah, they didn't play that good.
I cannot literally remember thinking that, let alone saying it. But you say that always happens?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like every single time, every one of your guys' show, be it the morning show, be it you guys, the Arizona Cardinals are the butt of everybody's jokes.
I don't know what would be landing? What would be a good explanation?
I don't know. That's a hell of a good explanation coming from a team that was mediocre, if not bad, for 17 years in a row. I mean,
can I ask a question? What prompted this? What prompted you to call right now? Did something just happen when we were talking about their game when Murray got hurt on the safety? Was it that Mike pointed out that there was a safety in the game? Was that us making fun of the Cardinals? Like, what are you talking about?
No, just the fact that you said they didn't play their best game and they still won 31-5. What did they do that was so wrong?
How is that a butt of a joke? That's a compliment. What is wrong with you? That's a compliment.
Which one of you guys?
It's a compliment to say somebody didn't play their best game and they still won 31-5. In what universe is that not a compliment?
They should have beat her about 100-5, but that's besides.
Why didn't they?
Why are you so hard on the Cardinals? I want to ask you. Why aren't you satisfied with 31-5? What are you talking about?
Because I've been a Cardinal fan since 1997.
Well, you don't really need to explain that.
I sort of figured. I'm thinking maybe you've got your face painted right now when you called. I just have no idea what on earth you are talking about.
Not quite. Just got my flag flying in my yard. That's all.
Good for you. I just have no idea what you're talking about. This perceived slight of the Cardinals that just happened on the show. I mean, I really apologize for all of mankind for any slight that you have ever perceived on the Arizona Cardinals.
Bulldog, you're a gentleman in the cellar. I appreciate that.
So you do think this is a real thing, or are you just being nice now, or like you're not insane and stuff?
No, I'm not insane. I enjoy your guys' show.
Well, that isn't really what we're talking about, though. Whether you like it is irrelevant. You think that just a sequence of shows on a Buffalo radio station all hate the Arizona Cardinals? Like, that's a real thought-out thing that you believe?
Absolutely.
And there would be what, again, like, let me just try really quick, there would be what explanation for that?
That's a hell of a good question.
Yeah, there really wouldn't be any sane explanation for that. Did you ever think, like, maybe I like this team and I'm seeing it differently? Never thought of that, really? Okay.
I feel like that
might be it. I mean, a lot. This is sort of a common saying among analysts that we all hate your favorite team, right? Because no matter who the team is, if somebody says something about it, you usually get a parade of fans of that team that want to argue with you. And, like, you're just trying to be objective and right, and the fans, who are not, they would even admit it, come calling, like, oh, why do you hate Josh Allen, or why do you hate whoever, you know? And, of course, that's completely insane to think.
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of other teams in the NFL that have been way more, like the Detroit Lions, per se, or the Chicago Bears, or, you know.
That have been what?
Stuff like, there's a lot of teams that have been way worse run and... You know,
and what?
I still just don't understand how
it's just complete
you perceive
insanity
that we're always taking shots at the Arizona Cardinals. You know how to use the app, the rewind function. You go back. I don't know what hour of the show it was, but I referred to Thursday's game between Arizona and Green Bay as a matchup between the two best teams in the NFC. That seems complimentary, or can you find a problem with that?
No, that was all right.
You missed that.
I don't get it.
You missed the part where we talk every day about how Bears games shouldn't be on TV when you say that we're not as mean to the Bears? Do you miss that every day when we say Bears games should not be actually televised? You miss that?
I usually work.
You work in those times? You only hear the times when we talk about Arizona, which none of us remembers doing. You only hear those times. I see.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, John. That's cool. Thanks for listening. Like the show sometimes.
Glad you like the show.
Completely meaningless to me.
Clearly are biased and hate your team.
Yeah.
Well, that was something. That was something.
He might have missed my little thing the other day about self awareness too.
Yeah.
Just
probably.
Like, yeah. Right? Probably. Yeah, maybe it was just trolling. I was wondering. I've already missed the Red October thing, and there's another thing that happened to me today where I can't tell if the person is trolling me. This is just probably my age. Would you think, this is tough, like I'm in a lot of fantasy leagues, and in some I really don't know the people very well, And so this one is, I don't want to talk about the Cardinals anymore, okay? Really? You don't have to call about the Cardinals.
I'm good. Yeah,
people
I'm,
don't
I'm,
want to, just who cares?
I'm cleansed.
Who cares?
I'm all good.
We took a call from somebody who doesn't know anything about what we're doing. Like, that just happens sometimes. We don't have to have follow-ups. So I'm in a lot of fantasy leagues, and in some of these leagues, I don't know any of the people. What would you assume when 5 minutes, if that, after hearing that Antonio Brown is on crutches and may miss a long time, you get a trade offer where someone is trying to trade you Antonio Brown? What would you assume?
I would assume that they think you don't know that and are trying to rip you off.
Right. Me too. Is that necessarily the case, though? No, right? Maybe the person, maybe it's just a coincidence that the person didn't know about Antonio Brown being hurt when they offered you Antonio Brown in a trade. That could
or
be the,
maybe
that could
they
be
know
the
he's hurt and they assume you know he's hurt and the trade offer is commensurate with that intel.
Well, it wasn't.
It wasn't. Yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
It was like trading Antonio Brown in his prime, really, more than it was that.
I would assume the worst, but it, you're right. It doesn't have to be. It's possible this person had been meaning to send you or send out a trade offer, and it just they have the sort of job where they're not just looking at Twitter all day, so they don't know 5 minutes after Antonio Brown is on crutches.
Right.
They might need sneaky Joe DiBiase to sneak that information in between his relentless shots at the Arizona Cardinals.
That crosses my mind.
Yeah. It could be that. But I would assume that the person knew it's a bit of a coincidence.
It's not trolling. Trolling is not the word for that. Scamming you is the word for that.
Scamming, yeah, like
they're trying to scam you.
They think you're not informed and that they can rip you off. You're an easy mark.
They think I'm not informed.
Right. They think you're a chump.
They think I'm the person who wouldn't know that.
Right.
How bad a job is that? Like objectively, how bad a job is that? Right. It's an insult, but it's worse. It's not just an insult. It's also like a cluelessness that you might have to admire. I don't know. Like, really? Like, you think I wouldn't check?
Right.
Anyway, like, maybe I didn't hear it right. You think I wouldn't check?
Right. Yeah. There is. I like that you said you have to appreciate it, because when someone is so brazen, that I do find myself having, you know, however offensive it is, that is the predominant feeling I have. But there is in the back of my mind like an appreciation for, like, man, you just don't care at all, and I wish I could have that at times. You know, I wish I could.
Yeah, I know, right? Right. Life just, is maybe just a little simpler.
Yeah. Right. So there's a little admiration for it, but I'd assume the person was trying to rip you off.
Yeah, I'm trying to come to a different conclusion, but I don't know. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll go get some tea or something.
All right,
803-0550 is the number if you want it. Joe, can we play a game later?
Yes, we can. I'll put something together.
Can it be football, on the Cardinals' hockey? Worst players?
Oh, the Cardinals.
Ever?
Okay. The Cardinals
just the
game.
The worst players ever for the Cardinals. Let's actually do it. If we're going to be accused of it, why not do it? Why not just completely rag on them constantly and just, who cares if they even win? We can just do it anyway. This is your new mantra, Bulldog. It's like, I don't have to be right. I can just say it and I'll just tell you that it's true. It doesn't have to be true. You can say, like, no, that's provably false. And you would be like, I don't care. I say it's true.
I don't care about your falseness.
Let's actually be the show, and I'm sure the morning guys would play, because they're accused of it too. They're not even here to defend themselves. Let's all just hate on the Cardinals every minute. Just, you know, don't you kind of want to now?
I really like Kyler Murray.
You don't have to answer that. Sports is next on WGR.
I don't know if the league has a preference. My understanding of it is there's a pretty strong recognition that the current location or in that area is the right location. But a lot of that comes into my experience with this all over the country, because I've been involved with many of them. Those are decisions that should be made locally, that they should be considered as what the cost of those different projects would be, how they're going to fund those projects collectively in a private public partnership, and also, more importantly, what's best for that community. Because ultimately, we look for solutions that are good for the community as well as the NFL. And that's what the great public partnerships achieve.
Wow, I mean, it's so far away from my thoughts. I never even considered that part, that what's best for the community would mean anything in where a new stadium would end up. I've never even considered that possibility. Sure, yes, that makes perfect sense. Why wouldn't it be like that? What's best for the yes, exactly. That's a great thought. What's best for the community? There is no place in this conversation for what's best for the community, I think. There should be. There should be all of it, probably. I can't take another Roger Goodell clip today. Maybe there
actually will be. I don't know. The governor has been talking for, I feel like every time I see anything pertaining to the governor and the stadium, it's that they have a study about where the stadium should be located that's going to be released in a couple of days. But I saw that, I feel like, 10 days ago. So I saw it again today. I'm like, okay, well, any time now would be fine. I mean, it's not like it's going to be binding or anything, but I'm curious to see if there's, what the state thinks, might it be a better idea to not put it out in Orchard Park? Let's find out.
Okay, yeah. There must be something else going on, right? Why it's delayed, this thing you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah.
Does the mayoral election have anything to do with the politics of that and this? Maybe not. Has that even been an issue in the mayoral election,
no,
in the race?
No, the city really, right? I mean, you can talk about putting it in the city, but the city does not have a prominent seat at the table, from what I understand. It's the county and the state that's where the money is going to come from.
Okay. Let's go to Jason on the subject. Hi, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me. I'm not a Arizona fan. I'll just start to state that right away.
Good.
Long time
Bills fan.
Because
we hate them. We'd hang up on you if you were an Arizona fan.
Exactly.
Not really.
So I'm up here in Toronto, long time Bills fan, and I just want your take on, with the new stadium coming, what is everybody's feeling locally there with a covered stadium or an open-air stadium? And the only reason I say is because I went to the Bills games when they played in Toronto. They played Miami, and to be honest, from Orchard Park games to Toronto games, it's night and day. It's terrible. I cannot watch a Bills game in a stadium. I just need the open air, I think. I just wanted to know what your take would be.
Well, I don't think there's much hope for a dome if that matters. I mean, I don't think that's even really on the table. There might be some coverage, some of the more new stadiums have like partial domes, where there'd be open air, but also some coverage. I feel like that's what I've heard on this.
Yeah, the fans, I think, would mostly be covered, maybe with the exception of an end zone. But I think you're looking at a think of the old, Miami's got this now, right? Miami, the seats are covered, but the field is still susceptible to the elements. So that's what I think where this is headed. And I think that's irrespective of the locale. Like if it's in Orchard Park or it's downtown or whatever, I think that's the style of stadium that they're looking at.
I have a problem at work because I can't have a 30-second conversation about the stadium without feeling gross. Where it is, whether there's a dome, when it's built, I can never not feel gross about it. I was talking to a friend who has been in politics the other day, and he brought the subject up, and I immediately cringed. Like, no, it's just, the wealth is so massive, and there are just so many better ideas for the money. Like, just countless better ideas. But none of that is really relevant. right? Like, it doesn't matter. It's just not how the machine works. So there'll be a new stadium, and, you know, I'm sure like the Bills will be like, oh, no, we need it. And the NFL will be like, oh, we need it. Viability and just modern times and these kinds of things. And really, you just look around and you see the struggles in the community. It's like, what do we need less than that, right? So I understand, like, state money, that money exists. I learned this lesson a long time ago before even moving back home. When Rochester was talking about stadiums, like every day it seemed like I was there. There was a baseball stadium, and there was a soccer stadium, and this was like a topic all the time. And, you know, I sort of figured out that there is money for these projects, and if you don't take it, someone else will take it and build probably an equally useless, you know, not useless per se, but just wasteful. That's not even the right word either. There's just so many other better ideas for a community. And you just know that not only in this case does that not matter, but, oh, by the way, like, oh, well, the future of the Bills is at stake, you know? And like, well, that doesn't feel good. None of it feels good at all. So I have a problem at work because there's just, I can't stand the topic. I can't stand the topic. People need so many things more than that. But, you know, are we going to put a roof on it? I don't know. Figure it out. Let me know. We'll report it.
Right.
Let me know.
Right. Well,
when it's done.
I think no to a roof, and I myself, you know, but I'm not sitting out there eight or 10 times a year, you know? But, you know, so it's easy for me to say I don't need a roof, you know? But I don't think they want a roof. The roof adds cost. The reason why they seem to have settled on Orchard Park as opposed to the city is cost related. We'll see if the state and the county can figure that out, you know, in some way, like want to spend the extra money that's needed to put it in the city. Because I honestly don't know if there's an ownership preference to be in Orchard Park. I think it was just more palatable financially. So that's what they settled on. But if like the state goes to them and says, well, look, we think it's more valuable to the community if it's in the city, and we have no problem ponying up the extra, whatever it is. Is it like an extra literal $1 billion maybe? Okay. If they have no problem doing that, sorry, you're probably cringing over there like you were when you're talking to your friend. Cause I'm going in hard now. If they can figure that out and basically offer the Pegulas a blank check, like, here, we'll let you build what you want, but we want to do it, you know, in this part of the city or that part of the city, as opposed to Orchard Park. I don't know that they would balk at that necessarily. The impression I'm under is that they settled on Orchard Park because it was cheaper by about $1 billion.
Yeah, I guess so. You have this Rams owner who moved the Rams to LA, and he gets in a, it's a very relative thing, but he gets credit for like spending on that stadium. And today I've got the owners meetings, and I guess this is a slanted way of reporting this, but wiggle out of these fees and fines, or not fines, but, or is it actually, the report, Seth Wickersham, who wrote the Patriots book, he was on our show like a week or two ago talking about it, reported that Kroenke committed to covering these expenses about the move from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And now he wants out of that. Now, and other owners are bristling at that because the other owners, to varying degrees, are being charged that money because that's how it works, I guess. Just never anything I like thinking about or pay attention to. But so, I don't know. It's very depressing.
That it is.
When's the next hockey game? Let's turn those frowns upside down.
Sabres After Dark returns tomorrow. First time in 2 years.
It is going to be dark in an hour.
So I guess all Sabres is after dark.
Right? It's kind of right. We're kind of there, yes.
Don't, hey, listen, don't ruin this too, all right?
I know.
People like Sabres After Dark.
Thank you. Tell me about Sabres After Dark.
Let everyone have this, right? Like, we'll try to make it. I don't know. I'm going to go get some Cinnamon Toast Crunch so I can stay up until midnight watching a hockey game tomorrow.
That's your cereal of the moment. That's your cereal.
That. I mean, it's one of my favorites. Yeah. I mean,
one of your favorites.
One of the. I will allow myself the indulgence like once a week or so. If we've got it. Right now, we don't, which is why I'm saying I have to go out and get some if I'm going to stay up until midnight watching the Sabres tomorrow.
I look forward in, I guess, more 2 weeks to a week of afternoon hockey games.
Oh, right. Right. That's,
I will be 5 hours earlier.
Yeah, right.
For over a week. It's going to be tough on Sunday, though. 8 a.m. And that's the clocks get turned back here, but not in in Hawaii. So it's an 8 o'clock local kickoff there. Me, all my lineups and everything. I'll be up.
8 a.m.?
Bills before dawn. How about that? Sabres after dark. Bills before dawn.
It's going to be like soccer over there.
Yeah, like that's time-wise. Right. That's right. I think it's exciting for when it's over. I feel like the West Coast has always had the perfect timing for like watching sports because it's just so it seems so unhealthy to be up. Thursday night football is literally killing me. Yeah. That is, they talk about how it's unsafe for the players. It is unsafe for the fans. And for the fantasy player, like Tuesday night is rigorous, waivers and maybe trades. Wednesday night is also that, like in the high stakes. This is Wednesday. Tonight's the big night. Tomorrow is important. Like get your lineup in, get your Packers in, Cardinals. Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned the Cardinals. Just, you got to get, I'm taking out all my Cardinals. You just got to make all your moves and get ready for Thursday night. And then you watch that game. And, I mean, these are all like work days. So you're going to work early in the morning, right, in theory. In my case, it's more getting the kids to school. But it's still like 6 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, Friday is another day of that. And then there's a little bit of a break. Sunday is football and then Monday night. And it's just like without the Thursday night game, none of that particular lineup pressure – all that stuff would just be in how it used to be, which is like less intense.
Yeah.
This way, though, like it's just you're always in the crunch. Saturday is really the day off from all that. But then, you know, last week you find out on Saturday that Darren Waller isn't playing or may not play. You got to take that all the way into late Sunday morning because he's got a late game. And like Joe, think about Joe. You know Joe. He lives for this stuff. He didn't even know that Waller wasn't playing. And that's a lot of people. Anyway, this is a story about how Thursday night football is killing us. Because without that game,
I used to be very against it, and I still am for the player's sake, but as a fan, I love it now. I look forward to the game. Usually, I mean, if there's a hockey game that I really want to watch, you know, it might divide my attention. But because I don't have all this pressure, you know. I got my one team, and it's, you know, I got a co-owner, so I don't even have to really keep an eye on everything. Really, I'm all right.
Mark Ingram has been traded to the Saints.
Mark Ingram has been traded to the Saints. He used to be on the Saints
for a while.
All right, he was an OG Saint. Yeah.
Okay. What do they get? Not that I really care.
I don't know.
A draft pick, probably.
Where was he? The Raiders?
Houston.
Where was he? Houston. Okay. Yeah.
He was kind of their number one.
He was, yes. Lots of carries.
He had a couple games, week one, and then another game like maybe 2 weeks ago where he carried the ball a lot. Right, but not a lot of production. Interesting. What does that mean for Kamara? They are wearing him out. They are wearing Kamara out.
He probably just takes the Latavius Murray role. Why they're doing it. Tony Jones is on IR.
Ozigbo played a little bit Monday night.
Yeah, like nobody that really rates.
Interesting.
I'll
go do this now.
For fantasy, yeah, right, exactly. I'm looking around to see where can I add Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay and David Johnson are still there.
And,
all right.
And Burkhead.
Burkhead. Has he played?
I don't know. I don't watch the Texans. They score 5
It feels
points.
To me like Burkhead has been in the league as long as Kevin Falk. I mean, I know Kevin Falk's not in the league, but I feel like Burkhead goes back as far as Kevin Falk playing. I get, wow.
Well, go make your moves. I mean, a lot of leagues have already processed, so you could probably just do free pickup if you want somebody there. It's not good for Ozigbo. I thought I was being all smart. In case Kamara gets hurt, it's divine Ozigbo time. I guess that time is not coming. All right. Thanks, Joe, for that report.
You're welcome, Mike.
Mark Ingram traded to New Orleans, where he played for years.
Hey, Joe, do me a favor. Really, do all of us a favor. Next time you have a trade to report between Houston and New Orleans, find a way to squeeze in a shot at Arizona, the Cardinals.
Yes. I heard one. I guess you didn't. Let's take a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
To remind you that you can let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills, visit WGR550.com. Look for the TRS Heating and Air Conditioning Intercept Your Heating Bills contest link and enter for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating bills this winter. At the end of the pro football regular season, one lucky winner will be randomly selected from among all entries to win.
Good luck out there. How do you like Sean McDermott talking up the Dolphins? Did he do an exceptionally good job today? Look at the roster. That's a really good team. I'm sorry, football team. Like, you can't say team in football without saying football team.
Right.
There's always that confusion about what sport we're talking about among football people.
Yep. He did his thing. Yep.
I won't say it. I just want to bring it up. I'm not going to accuse him of it. I just want to sort of bring it up because I think it's fun. It could be construed as a shot at the coach. You talk about a 1-6 team having all these good players. Well, yep. How are they 1-6 then? Like, they're not even in games usually. You went there and just waxed them. Like, what's going on there?
Now, I know you weren't even that good that day, but you waxed them.
Hey, high praise.
Right. Right. I mean, I don't know. I didn't read the transcript. Did he? At some other point, talk about what a great coach Brian Flores is to?
I don't know. Probably.
That seems like a base he would have touched.
It's a great roster and a great coach, and they're 1-6.
Yeah, right.
You know, losing. They're with a negative 140-point differential or whatever they have. You know, but deep down.
Right. Mangling the challenge system.
Minus 80.
Clock management and every other possible thing you could screw up as a coach, but he's great.
I'm just wrecked here. I'm just exaggerating and messing up every time. Minus 80, the Dolphins. Worst in the league is Houston, minus 106. Best in the league is Arizona, but we don't like them. Buffalo, 105, right there with them.
What is Arizona's number?
111.
Okay.
Worst in the NFC.
They have one more game, though. They have one more game of differential.
Yes. They have an extra game. There you go.
Yeah.
They have an extra game.
They're not that good.
They have Green Bay tomorrow night. That'll be interesting.
What's the spread on that? Green Bay minus 100?
It might have moved. What's the spread on Bills Jaguars next week?
100.
Incorrect.
Is it higher than Bills Dolphins right now? I'm going to say no.
It's on the road.
You're right. And Jacksonville beat Miami anyway.
Okay.
If that helps.
Right.
Two 50-plus yard kicks by a kicker who had never attempted a 50-yard field goal at any level.
You know what, Joe?
I'm going to guess that number right now is 10.
Nothing.
What?
He's right. He's always right at 10.5. Bills minus 10.5 at Jacksonville.
Are they going to be double-digit favorites 3 games in a row?
It's the Jets the week after?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I wonder if that's ever happened.
Away? You know, probably. Unless they struggle in these games where the Jets find gold in Mike White. What if Mike White is awesome?
The Jets get hot.
What do they do? We're going to roll with Mike White. Hey, it's happened before.
It's Mike White's time.
What if he's, like, not bad? If he's not bad, he comes out. If he's great, that's interesting.
If he's great.
What if he's just great? They're playing the Bengals. I mean, that's possible. I'll take the Jets.
Nothing with the Jets is possible.
Come on.
Nothing like that.
Jets are plus 10.5 this week. I'll take them. It's not for money, right?
He's going to throw for... What did Mills throw for against the Bills?
Mills.
I mean, Mike White, who I keep wanting to say Mike Wilson, is going to throw for like 30 yards against the Bills.
No, you know that won't be true. You know it'll be way more than that. if it's not Joe Flacco. If he's bad, it'll be Joe Flacco.
Do you feel more or less confident if it's Joe Flacco?
In what?
In the Bills being a double-digit favorite.
The same?
Probably less. Probably less.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.